Blog Talk Radio.
Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Topic tonight is the B of Benghazi gets an A in treason. The tune I played for you, Johnny Is Gone for a Soldier, is a Confederate rebel tune. I watched anybody that doesn't know anything about the Civil War better start studying it. Because it's not what you think it was about. For years, for 50 years, the communists have told you it was all about slavery. And slavery is bad. But the same communists who tell you that slavery is bad don't tell you that they murdered 10 million Ukrainians in the worst Holocaust ever perpetuated against mankind when they forced the mother and father of a family to eat their children. Do some research on that, and Hollywood will never make a movie, but they'll make one about Joe McCarthy. But they'll never make one about the Stalinist, the Leninist murder of 10 million Ukrainians. So our topic tonight is the Benghazi hearings. And my comment on it is after that communist, the BS, came up about the video killed the Benghazi war, let me just go back to the Civil War. Savage has got a book out, The Coming Civil War. Yep. You're going to have to really look into the war that ended in 1865. because it's more than just guys in blue uniforms and guys in gray uniforms that arrayed against each other, and the guys with the most guns and a revolution consumes the entire society, whether you're directly involved or not. And there are enough Americans left in this country, in spite of all of the tactics of the Communist Party, to water down the spirit of America. There are enough Americans, whether they're in chains, in prisons, and I'm not talking about the drugs, I'm talking about for freedom. There are enough Americans to take their country back. And the two greatest threats, the two most dangerous people in the world, are those who have nothing to lose and those who have everything to lose. And we are being set up for a communist takeover, which is in progress. And, of course, the majority of the country won't believe it until it's done and over with. And they are slaves. And this time the slaves will come in all colors. And black will be among them. Yeah, because the Reds don't spare anybody. They kill all the useful idiots first. Anybody that can be seen as a threat, that they will kill. Like if you ask for your paycheck. We have been soft soaped and sold out. And the proof of the pudding is sitting in Tehran, Moscow, and Syria, to mention a few towns. So, they were doing the Benghazi hearings, okay? Communist Cagada de Toro came up about the video killed the Benghazi four. Right after 9-1-1 Benghazi, and Susan Rice came out and said it was a video that killed everybody. I went to that video after these guys were dead and being packed to come home. And I went to YouTube, and when I got on that video, now they said it would spread like wildfire throughout the Middle East. Well, when I got on the YouTube video, I was number 440. So it was a lie, a big lie. And they knew it was a lie. It was a contrived lie. And that goes to show you how much your government thinks of you, that you can be bullshit-ited so easily. I watched Hillary laughing at the panel. But her and her Communist Party of Death to America and Children were really laughing at 300 million suckers. Did you ever hear Hillary brag about her one grandchild? But she signs legislation to kill 4,700 grandchildren a day. What's the difference between Hillary and Heinrich Himmler? Heinrich Himmler's better looking. Beware the media, Democrat, communist complex. She wasn't laughing at that panel. She was laughing at 300 million suckers who will buy all the propaganda they can get. Beware the media, Democrat, communist complex. Why were we in Libya in the first place without an act of war? Who did we conspire with to sodomize Gaddafi? Who had the most to gain? Why was the rescue team told to stand down? Did you see the three guys interview by Brett Baer on Fox? You got to see that interview. You will learn more from that one interview and reading faces of real Americans who put their lives on the line, put their families on the side and go into hell for a heavenly cause and are willing to pay the price. You got to see this interview. I've watched it twice already, and I hope to see it again. And these were guys that went in to rescue the ambassador and, who was it, Ty Hughes and Glenn Doherty and Sean Smith and Chris Stevens, who we now come to learn sent 600 inquiries for help before this even went off. And not one got to Hillary's desk. But Sid Blumenthal can get to Hillary any hour of the day. 270 emails to Hillary. And the ambassador that she picked to die, Hail Hillary, we are about to die, salute you. Who she picked to die, he didn't even have her email address. There's a reason for that. And has nothing to do with love of God and country. So who do we conspire with to sodomize Gaddafi? Who had the most to gain? Why was the rescue team told to stand down? These guys tell you they're ready in 2 minutes. They can be on their way. And a guy named Bob has to be called. And everybody up on that panel has to speak to Bob and ask him why he told that rescue team to stand down. And they disobeyed his orders after 25 minutes and jumped in a vehicle to go save guys who were burning to death. How's that? And Ty Hughes and Glenn Doherty were alive for 8 hours on that rooftop. And when that mortar platoon set up, 4 rounds was all it took to sweep that rooftop. That's pretty accurate. That's pretty accurate. That's a professional attack. That isn't done by two students holding hands out for a walk. Who cares how they died? And they died to save Hillary's grandchild. What does the Turkish prime minister know? Why no situation room pictures? Were the chairs empty? Where was Obama? Should he be tested for drugs? Was he stoned? Who hung up last on the 911 call? How about next to last? How about next to next to? Why did Admiral Lemon help the cover-up? Why did the admiral with the French-sounding name be relieved on the spot when he wanted to send a rescue crew? And he was, I believe he was sitting on an aircraft carrier at the bottom of the Red Sea. Not on the in the bottom. At one end. At the tip of Saudi Arabia. Carter Ham. Why was he relieved on the spot and told to give the phone to the second in command? How come these questions didn't get answered? Who's worse, the rhinos or the camos? I tell you, the girl I liked, what was her name, Roby? She was good. She was good. Hillary made fun of her, laughed at her. And she wouldn't take no crap from Hillary. She said, this is not a laughing matter. And Hillary put her down like she was a little schoolgirl. She put her down like she was a woman. She treated her like a woman. And how about this all-inclusive party of death, who doesn't have one candidate of color on their presidential platform? Where's the rainbow coalition? You know what two colors are missing from the rainbow from the rainbow? Black and white. Think about that. So where are the Situation Room pitches? You remember the one when they got Bin Laden? The place was packed and was standing room only. Who hung up on the last on the who was the last one to hang up? What is Leon Panetta's connection to the Institute for Policy Studies, an alleged KGB front group? Think about that. I'm going to give you a little Johnny Mathis, and we'll come back to those brave men. Johnny didn't come up, huh? Let's see what happens here. Says the impossible dream.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to love pure and chaste from afar, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right without question or pause, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. And I know, my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest. One man scorned and covered the sky, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the Sinea, to reach the
dedicated to those SEALs that were on that show, and all SEALs and all Rangers and everybody that serves in the military, and including the mailman, because we all got to come together to save this country. We're losing it. We are losing it big time. And I'm worried. I don't think Trump is going to get there in time. So, you know how clever the communists are. They downsize the army. They go to contractors. And then they turn on the contractors and destroy them one organization at a time. It's easier than destroying the U.S. military. So, why did Admiral Lemon help the cover-up? I believe he's dirty. Were the four left for dead to cover up a money deal? Why is the communist media covering up for the Communist Party? Can Trump save us, or is it too late? If Iran nukes us, will we strike the Soviet Union? If Cuba nukes us, will we strike the Soviet Union? That is not Russia, folks. That's the Soviet Union, and Putin has brought it back with the help of Obama. I believe Obama gets his orders from Putin. Did you know that there are no more American tanks in Germany? I just learned that the other day. I was shocked. I was in the 4th Armored Division. We had all kinds of tanks over there in just before 1960. Unbelievable. Is there a reason? Is it part of a master plan that we don't know about? Okay. Having said that, I'll give you a tune that I will give you a tune that your grandfather used to sing. Here's some concerning news. There are only 10 U.S. Senate seats held by Democrats that are up for election in this campaign cycle, compared to 24 U.S. Senate seats the Republicans must defend. Republicans have not been doing a good job, and they're going to pay a toll at the poll. And here's the problem. California has an open primary system, and according to the latest field poll, two liberal Democrats are polling in the two top spots, California Attorney General Democrat Kamala Harris and Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez. Do you know that Loretta Sanchez wanted to have the Democratic convention at the Playboy Club? Not this last one, the one before. This last one, they voted God off the party platform. Three times they said, can God stay? And three times they said no. And the last time they lied. They said, oh, the majority says yes. And the majority said, we said no. And they covered it up. They said, we got to do this. We'll lose anybody that's Christian if we show our true colors. So California's in trouble. We know California's in trouble. What are you going to do about that? Here's one. The GOP's nightmare is coming true. With Jeb out of cash, he's meeting with his pater and mater on Sunday. I got one thing to say to Jeb. Jeb, Elian Gonzalez was kidnapped in Miami on your watch. And you let Clinton get away with it. They doped up that little kid and they took him up to Washington in an airport. And his father came and got him. His father come out of the plane and gave America the finger. They doped the kid up and sent him back to Cuba. And he's been a slave ever since. And now he hates the United States. There wasn't a judge to be found. They did it in Holy Week. They stopped grandmothers saying the rosary. And the code word for the snatch was bingo, 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 because they thought the kid was going to be found in church. The Clintons sold them for future favors, and now Obama's opening a second drug route into the United States. He's going to compete against El Chapo. And he's let 6,000 drug dealers out of prison so they can handle the load. Your country is gone. Verlassen. Alles verlassen. You have no idea. Get around. My father used to say, with your mouth open, catching flies. It's unbelievable. Okay. They're talking about the polls, and they're saying Jeb is finished. Jeb is finished. We don't want Jeb. No more dynasties. Actually, it should be one term for termite. One term, you're out. No career. Some senator was there 58 years. What, are you kidding me? How is that a party of the people, for the people, by the people, when they won't let the people run for office? Give me a break. Here are the three. My three. We need Trump, number one, Carson, number two, and Cruz, number three. I don't know if Carson would accept the vice presidency, but he'd be a great guy to have in the wings waiting. But we need Trump. We need the crusher. We need the crusher to match Russia. We need the art of the deal. Because he's got to do a whole of a lot of negotiating. And he's got to negotiate our country back into the black. And he's got bankruptcy experience. And he used the word bullshit in his speech today. Every time I turn on the TV, there's Trump and he's live. He's always live. Last night he was in Miami. This morning he's in Jacksonville. And they love him. And the cameras won't pan the audience. But I got to say, in fairness to the camera crew, they also didn't pan. They didn't pan Code Stink when they busted into Busted Up and got thrown out. They got booed out by the silent majority. So I got to say that they're just keep focusing on Trump. That's okay. We can hear the voices of the crowds. And we can see his reaction to the crowd. He feeds off them, they feed off him. It's very good. Carson is a good man. And if Carson had been the Republican candidate to oppose Obama, Carson might have won. Instead, we got Mitt Romney. And do you know who John Kerry's largest campaign contributor was? Bain Capital. What do they say? Politics makes strange bedfellows. One thing about Trump, he owes nobody. And he may own somebody. But anyway, let me jump back and give you a tune. He said, here's a love song. They don't sing love songs anymore. Not with a 50% divorce rate among people that get married with papers. That don't count the hookups. I love you Wednesday on Wednesdays.
Let there be light, and there was a light. Let there be earth, and there was earth. If I had my way, I would ask of him, please, let there be you. Let there be rain, and there was rain. Let there be heaven up above. If I had my way, I would ask of him, please, let there be you. Of spring, you the beginning of dawn. You are the meaning of everything. How could anyone go wrong? Let there be stars. And there were stars. Let there be moon, and there was moon. If I had my way, I would ask of him, please, let there.
Here's a message from Rick Santorum. The Justice Department under Obama is the most corrupt that we have ever seen. After disclosing Friday that it would not prosecute the IRS in the targeting scandal, Rick Santorum said, we'll go down, the DOJ will go down along with this president as the worst presidency, the worst Justice Department, the most corrupt Justice Department, and I'd like to know where Eric Holder is right now. I'd like to know what he's done since he's left. Or should I say corrupt from a political standpoint that we've ever seen? He said that on the Steve Malzberg show. Lois Lerner should be doing 5 to 10. But maybe she'll get some terms with Hillary. Hillary's going to get 10 to 20 for espionage. Yeah, I did a blog the other night. I did a show the other night called Democrats Say That the White House Can Be Run From Prison. Okay, so here's what Dave says. They must be held responsible and prosecuted during the next administration. And Shane says, talk is cheap, we have no bite. And Robert says, of course, the DOJ is totally corrupt. Obama's crew is in charge there. You know, his Eric Bagholder, you know, Eric Bagholder put together the Mark Rich pardon for Clinton. You know that, right? He packaged that entire pardon for Clinton. And I often wondered why Giuliani, who convicted Mark Rich, never said anything. He never comments on the fact that Clinton pardoned Mark Rich. I've never heard him say it. I've never seen anything written where he said something. And that bothers me. It is really terrible. Really terrible. Okay. So, and also, Calder appointed, what's her name, Roberta Lynch, as his replacement. Do you know, she was in New York, when she was in New York, she went after Congressman Grimm, the only conservative congressman in New York City. And she got him on stealing. Was he stealing government money? Well, the government says your money is their money, so you're always stealing their money. Really sad. And they went after him. He had a health food restaurant before he ran for office. Ex-Iraq war veteran and ex-FBI agent, and they got him. And I call her the lynch mob. And they forced him to take a plea. And I used to joke, you know what they caught him doing? They said he was stealing money from himself. They had a videotape of him breaking a 20 in the register. And they showed it in the video. It was a 10, a 5, and 4 singles. So he folded, which was sad. But, you know, it's very hard today to stand up and be counted. Just look around us. Can you stand up? Are you going to stand up? Are you self-censoring yourself? Do you review everything you say before you say it so that somebody doesn't call you a racist? Or accuse you of saying the N-word. I say the N-word all the time. I love to say the N-word. I love nougat. Yeah. Nobody better call me a racist. I was called the N-word before integration. I was called an N-lover by a guy in the South. Prejudice runs all over. I was called an Indian lover by guys in Staten Island. An Indian lover. Can you imagine that? Someday I'll tell you the story. But the guy that called me an Indian lover, he moved. He went to Florida. And he opened up a gas station down there. And one day the customers came and there were two fire arrows in the door and the telegraph line had been cut and he had disappeared into the swamp. Somebody said the Seminoles got him. Yeah, don't mess with the Cochise. Elizabeth Warren, I called her for help. She sent the tribe. Unbelievable. Who was the last to hang up on Benghazi? That's what I want to know. So the DOJ, the lynch mob, is no good. And they're the ones that let Lois Lerner, another arrogant Clintonista, off the hook. But remember, Jeb Bush couldn't protect one American sanctuary receiver. they say there's a rule that because the Kennedys betrayed the Cuban people at the Bay of Kennedys by letting them all get captured by Castro, who knew they were coming. So much for our intelligence. Yeah. When somebody says, show me your intelligence, they hold up Hillary's IQ. Yeah, it is sick. It is sick and sad. Little Brightfeather replied to the discussion. Liberal Dems want to ban the word alien. Did you hear about this? Yeah. It's all mind control. It's all thought control. Do you know that political correctness goes back to 1919 in the Soviet Union? That's where it came from. So we're all good little communists today. Little Brightfeather says, they will next dissolve all borders, so all are one under them. Lincoln began this agenda when he ordered the Mason-Dixon line to be non-existent, but it was all unlawful. No one can take away a nation's borderlines, especially a leader from another country. Yeah, I feel sorry for the rebels. You guys have been made the butt of many jokes. And no wonder when you hear my New York accent, everybody's hair stands on end. I know, but I got to tell you, when the next Civil War comes, you better make room for this New Yorker, because I may not be on the winning side, but I'm going to be on the right side. We can stop this division right now. Everybody has prejudices. Let us find one race that everybody hates and direct our hatred against them. Aliens. Those effing Martians. All they do is lay around and hatch eggs all day eating TVs. Anytime money is stolen, you know there's a Martian in the woodpile. How can you tell the groom at a Martian wedding? He's the only one wearing a clean bowling shirt. Never give liquor to a Martian. The three greatest threats are a Martian with an education, a Martian in authority, and a Martian with money. They don't belong here. They belong on another planet. We'll go back for a tune. We're almost finished. Did I torture you enough tonight? You want to surrender? You see my picture of nuclear warming? I have a picture of nuclear warming, and it's entitled, This is Obama's Nuclear Warming. Global warming. I call it global warming. Climate change. I got three nukes going off simultaneously, one above ground, one at ground level, and one in a big air burst. Yeah, and I said, that's global warming. And then I got a picture of a polar bear mother with two cubs, and they're walking through the ice, and mommy's saying, and kids, this used to be where the United States was. And I have another one with a mother being followed by two bigger cubs, and they're in single file. And she's saying, and this is where the Capitol building was. Unbelievable. Really sad.
my darling, I need you to call my own and never do wrong. To hold in mind your little hand, I'll know too soon that all is so grand. Please hold my hand.
My dear, I was wrong to try to love you. Well, that my lover was just for you,
only you. Okay. We're going out. I just want to make a note. Maureen O'Hara died, I guess, the other day. She was 95 years old. She was my first crush in the movies. I tried to dream her away from Tyrone Power in The Pirate. But anyway, she always exhibited class, decorum. And I never saw any nude photos of her. But I did learn tonight that she was married 3 times. Now, I don't know. Maybe her husband's died. Could be, you know. Because you know what women do. The only way you can stay alive as a man when you're married is you may better make sure you take the garbage out. Because if you don't, you know, when the women go to the ladies' room to powder their nose, and one says, I have to go to the ladies' room, and they all say, okay, we'll go with you, and they all go together, you know what they're doing in the ladies' room? They're drawing straws to see whose husband will be murdered next. Okay, we're closing with No Moon at All. Nice jazz number.
No moon at all, what a night. Even lightning bugs have dimmed their light. Stars have disappeared from sight. And there's no moon at all. Don't make a sound, it's so dark. Even Fido is afraid to bark. What a perfect chance to park, and there's no moon at all. Should we want atmosphere for inspiration, dear? One kiss will make it clear that tonight is bright and bright moonlight might interfere. No moon at all up above. This is nothing like they told us of. Just to think we fell in love, there's no moon at all.
Have a nice night.